Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and Brazil have agreed to new air transportation measures, which will strengthen and expand the already strong trade and tourism links between the two countries. The agreement will provide for a nearly 50% increase in passenger flights between the U.S. and Brazil and eliminate a number of restrictions on U.S.-Brazil air service. The agreement was initiated on June 26th after 3 days of negotiations in Washington, D.C. between Brazilian and U.S. government representatives. This agreement will help air carriers meet the growing demand for passenger and cargo services between the United States and Brazil, said U.S. Secretary of Transportation Mary Peters. Now more than ever, it is crucial that we give U.S. carriers every possible opportunity to compete and succeed wherever passengers want to fly, she said. Any number of U.S. or Brazilian airlines may now fly between the two countries. The agreement will permit an increase in the number of weekly U.S.-Brazil passenger flights from 105 to 154 for each country's carriers, Secretary Peters added. The agreement also will allow expanded air cargo services between the United States and Brazil. The number of weekly cargo flights may expand from 24 to 35 immediately and to 42 in the year 2010. In addition, the agreement allows cargo charter flights to increase from 750 per year to 1,000 immediately. Under the agreement, U.S. carriers may serve 5 new cities in Brazil, Fortaleza, Curitiba, and 3 others to be selected by the U.S. Both the U.S. and Brazil plan to meet again before the end of 2010 to discuss further expansion of air service opportunities and to continue to work on eliminating restrictions on carrier operations. Expanding air links is another way of making the close ties between the U.S. and Brazil even closer.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.